welcome to the Conversations with Authors podcast. I'm your host, Alison Thompson, aka The Proof Fairy, and this podcast is a fabulous excuse for me to have a chat with a published author about what inspires them to write, how they go about the writing and publishing process, and what effect it's had on their life. I also ask them for what tips they have for other aspiring authors. We are sailing across the Atlantic to meet today's guest, who is Yakov Smart, an author, speaker, trainer, and leading authority on digital marketing. Yakov was only 23 when he wrote Disrupting LinkedIn, and it has played a major role in catapulting his business to a six-figure income. So listen to the podcast to find out how. Hello, Yakov. It's really lovely to meet you today.
Hey, lovely to be here, Alison. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're very welcome. So your book, Disrupting LinkedIn, tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so when I wrote the book, it was really interesting because I wrote the book for a couple of reasons, right? I wrote the book first and foremost to promote my business. That was the biggest reason, right? You know, and I think books are one of my favorite things. I love reading books, love words. I think words just have this yumminess about them. And I think we've all got, you know, so many books in us. But this was actually, well, it was kind of the second book I had written, interestingly enough. I wrote a mini book when I was a college student in the US called Get College Right. It had college success advice. But this book, Disrupting LinkedIn, was much more of the formidable kind of, you know, product, right? Where, you know, I took some of the strategies that I was using on LinkedIn and, you know, some of our clients were using and some concepts I had been developing and, you know, put them out into a book. And my intention was, yes, to share some content, but also to be able to grow my business, build my credibility, build my authority. I think this was back when I published the book. This must have been in 2016. I think when the book was published, I was 23 years old. So it was a big confidence booster too, to say that I was a published author. And as you know, once you become a published author, no one can ever, ever take that away from you.
It's so true. And there's something weird about becoming an author, isn't there? That you do, it does increase your profile. You do become an expert just because you've put a book out there. You know, there are lots of people doing what you do, but because you've written a book about it, it seems to create something different about you, doesn't it? It does lift you to that expert level.
Yeah, it's one of those funny things, right? Because you can say, I wrote the book on this topic, right? And not many people have. Now, at this point, I mean, between you, me, and our listeners, when I meet someone out and about or someone says, I'm an author, speaker, coach, I do a bit of an eye roll because I'm like, oh, everyone and their mother seems to be an author. But outside of the whole coaching, let's call it the coaching world, you tell someone that they're super impressed. I don't care, you know, how old or young they are. They're just like, what do you mean you wrote a book? And people think, I think it's actually a lot simpler than people make it out to be. I mean, you would know this too. And I also think everyone's got a book in them. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it takes a decision. It takes a confidence to say what I have to say is worthy enough to put it into a book. You know, it takes a certain level of confidence, competence, and even just kind of self-love to acknowledge that you have something valuable to share.
Mm. It's that whole thing of who am I to be writing a book? Who am I to be saying this? And I think you really have to get over that, don't you? And say, well, actually, I'm me. I know this stuff, and I've got as much right to write this book as anyone else has. But did you say you were 23 when you wrote this book?
I was 20. Well, when I wrote the book before that, I was 22. The college book. I wrote it my last semester of college. You know, my whole deal. And it was funny how that one came about, where, you know, I knew that college wasn't for me, but I was going to stick it out and graduate. And I started to get into the world of online marketing, and I started blogging. And at the time, you know, blogging was kind of big, you know, created my own website, figured out WordPress. And from that, I was like, okay, I need a product. I need something to sell. Let me write a book. And writing that book was like pulling teeth because I didn't know any of the kind of hacks, any of the processes. So I literally sit down on my computer in my, you know, little apartment where I was living in college and just like crank it out. And it was tough to do, but I got it done, got it published on Amazon. It's still on Amazon to this day. And then Disrupting LinkedIn, I was 23 when that one got published. And there's just something about being a published author, and you know, I'm someone, it's, you know, one of my aspirations, and maybe not in the next couple of years, but who knows, like, I want to be someone who maybe writes a book every couple of years, or, you know, every year, who just like, you know, put something out there, because there's people like, you know, in our world, Gay Hendricks, who you may have heard of, you know, he's written so many books, and now he's doing mystery novels. And it's really, really cool, because I love creating content and books and programs. And you know, I just think it's this amazing tool, not only for marketing, but as a consumer, I love reading books. You know, I love learning. And, you know, I think it's so interesting, because we live in this world of like reels and social media and TikTok and like 10 seconds or less kind of stuff. And I think the more invested consumer and the more invested person who actually is going to care will at least go through and skim your book. Right. And that's just, it shows commitment. So I think the old school, hey, you can watch a 15-second thing on Instagram, or you can read a 150-page book.
Yeah.
People really differentiate themselves by their level of commitment.
No, definitely, definitely. And you know, with a book, like you said, you can keep putting out different books. It could be that you have kind of one sort of overarching book, and then you put out more specific books looking at niches of your knowledge. And somebody might come across one of your books, and then if they like it, they're going to go back and read everything you've ever written, aren't they? So, you know, you've kind of got that if you write a series, you've got a real opportunity to build quite a legacy, but quite a good business as well. More so than with a one-off book. So I love that you said with your first book, you didn't know what you were doing, and it was a real drag to do. And then you found some hacks. You didn't know the writing hacks. So how did you go about writing the second book, Disrupting LinkedIn? What sort of
I talked the book, and people have heard this before, but literally what I did was, and I was in a mastermind, this is where I learned it. So his whole thing was like, hey, you can write a book in 30 days. The way you do it is talk the book. So I outlined it, thought about the concepts, outlined chapter names, and then I talked it. Got it transcribed. At the time, I used rev.com. Today, there's a better tool called otter.ai.
I love Otter. Brilliant. Otter's great. So good.
Had my transcription, sent it over to an editor, and then, you know, we went through our editing process. And the book, if you read it now, it still, you know, reads like a conversation. And so it's not, I wouldn't say the best, most articulately best written book. If I literally wrote it, it would take me a lot longer. It would be much more kind of well articulated, bigger words. But I like the simplicity of it, right? Especially, you know, when it comes to marketing, we hear about being at a fourth grade level. So those were a couple of the hacks. And then I used Design Crowd for the book cover, because that cover is so important. And I didn't really understand that, you know, even going in. And I just, you know, fortunately had a great cover on the book. Like, the cover was beautiful. That I got through Design Crowd, and that really lifted the perception of the book and the positioning of the book. And then, you know, I remember I would go to in-person networking events, and this was right after it was published, and I would, you know, I would do the thing where I'd have three or four books with me, and it was always a conversation starter. Hey, what's that book? You know, did you write it? And people, can I buy that book? You can buy it on Amazon. And sometimes, you know, people would hand me cash, and I would just sell the book there. But I remember what really kind of made me happy was there was one guy, and, you know, he saw the book, and he saw the title of the book. He's like, oh, that's exactly what I need. Like, how can I get that book? So I was like, okay, that's perfect. So, you know, what I think that I did really well with the first book is I just got it done. I didn't overthink it. Didn't try to make it too perfect. Didn't try to make the best written book. I was like, I'm just going to get the book done. Here's my intention behind it. And that simplicity, actually, the content inside the book, if anyone goes and reads it, is actually very, very good. You know, I think about a month ago, I still have a few copies on my bookshelf, like some physical copies. And I just, you know, took it off my shelf. I don't know why, just on a whim. And I was like, just open the book. It's like, oh, this stuff is still good. It still applies. Like, I had forgotten that I even knew this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it's like there's a beauty. I think people need to understand that they don't have to be 10 years in the game on an area of expertise to write a book, right? As long as you've got insights that are going to be relevant to the readers that are a little bit more advanced than where they're currently at, I think you can add a ton of value that way.
That's the thing, isn't it? As long as you're two steps ahead of whoever's reading your book, then you're the expert, aren't you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Definitely. And yeah, also, yeah, I always have this mantra, there's no such thing as perfect, and good enough is good enough. And I think that's very much the case with books, isn't it? You could kind of procrastinate and you could spend hours trying to make it exactly right. But you're never going to get to that stage. So just run with what you've got. And if you dictate it, it's in your voice, isn't it? So you've got that conversational style straight away. Don't worry about it being absolutely spot on, perfect, grammatically wonderful. Just make it like you've written it. So how did you get your book published? How did you get your book published?
I paid someone money, like the person who was doing the editing for me, and they published it on Amazon, and it was self-published. Yeah. So it was very straightforward.
Yeah, so through KDP Print.
Yeah, KDP, and I know that platform a little bit. But, you know, one thing I actually didn't do that now I definitely would do with publishing any book, I didn't do a Kindle edition. I was just like, if people want to read it, they can just get the physical copy and read the thing. And many people did. So, but knowing what I know now for any future books, Kindle, of course, is a must, because now pretty much every book I read is through Kindle. You know, I have a bookshelf. I've got, you know, physical books. However, there's only so much space on the bookshelf, and I love the simplicity of they're just on my Kindle. So I think where the world is now, it's so important to have that.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I've got books up here that I haven't touched since I've lived in this house. I did read a proper book at the weekend. I had to read a book for book group that's not available on Kindle. And I do all my reading in bed. It's such a craft reading a proper book in bed instead of like one thumb with your Kindle. So
I kind of like the smell, you know, the smell of the paper. Yeah. That sound. There's something about it.
Yeah, but Kindle rules. Kindle rocks in my world. So as a result of the book, have you seen any sort of benefits to your business or to yourself? Yeah. Or, you know, how has it kind of affected your world, putting that book out there?
Well, it really revolutionized kind of where I was at, because at the time, you know, I was just kind of getting started, and using the book, it got me into speaking. So, you know, I learned a strategy where basically I found a way to book speaking gigs in front of business owners, you know, real estate brokers, those types of folks. And I would come in, and previously I just done webinars. I'd come in, I'd wear my suit, I would speak, and I was positioned as the author of this book, but I wouldn't sell books. I would sell courses, and it was great because I would sell courses from the front of the room, and I would come in and I would have very, very good days. And that led me to doing events and that type of thing. But had it not been for the book, you know, speaking would have been a lot more difficult. But the pitch was like, hey, I'm an author. This is part of the book tour. Have me on your podcast. You know, I'm going to come and speak. And it was always very, very interesting. Because at first, you know, that imposter syndrome that you talked about earlier, you know, I'd have a little sizzle reel, which kind of sucked. It was better than nothing. It wasn't the most professionally done. And I kind of show up and like it'd be playing and I'd be pinching myself. I'd be like, who is this guy that they're talking about? Right. And then I would show up and do my thing. And it was the same talk every time. And, you know, that that's a whole different rabbit hole, but that was speaking to sell. So I would show up, I'd give a presentation, I'd sell products, people would fill out order forms. And it was awesome. It was just it was one of my favorite things to do till it wasn't, till, you know, I got tired of the travel and that type of thing. But again, because of the book, that really catapulted the business. And it's such a conversation starter, because the other really cool piece of advice, the other really important thing, you know, the title kind of sold the book. The book was called Disrupting LinkedIn, right? So it was like, it wasn't just like, oh, how to grow your business on LinkedIn, right? Okay, that sounds great, but disrupting, you know, what does that mean, right? It's a conversation starter, it's a little edgy. So that title, you know, I almost think the title and the cover were as important as any words in the book itself. It's so crazy to say that, but I think that's what kind of catapulted a lot of what happened as a result.
Definitely. Yeah, title is everything. My first book was about raising a child with ADHD, and I called it The Boy from Hell, because there were times when I would just be like, oh my God, he's just been the boy from hell today. And he's said in later years, I mean, he's in his 20s now, he said being him was like being in hell at times, because he had so many problems with his life. And there's a big difference between how it's treated in the UK and in America. I think we use hell much more tongue in cheek in the UK. And I'd say to parents, oh, it's called The Boy from Hell. And they'd be like, yeah, I get that. My life's like that sometimes. And in America, I've had people say, oh, The Boy from Hell, more like The Mother from Hell. How can you possibly say that? But the fact that it's quite a controversial title stirs up feeling about it.
It gets attention,
people have bought it to see if I'm as awful as they think I am, you know, which I don't care. I don't care. It's a book sale. It gets my name out there. So it is. Title is everything. It's so important, isn't it? to get something that really grabs attention. Yeah. So what did you learn about yourself through writing the book? It's obviously it's had a great effect on your business, but has it affected you personally?
Yeah, it's just it was a big confidence booster. It was a big credibility booster. I learned that I do enjoy writing books. I learned that if I set my mind to something, I can get it done in a pretty short window of time. Like it's available. It's just making the decision to do it. And I just, I learned that I have the capability to write as many books as I desire. I think, you know, writing a book is something that, you know, I think it comes easier to some people than others, depending on, you know, concepts and what you have to say and what you have to share. But I learned that I enjoy the process, right? I enjoy the creating of the book, sharing the story, right? And I also enjoy that and learn that people, you know, do care to a point of, hey, if the topic's relevant to them, like, you know, your example, there's plenty of parents who have kids with ADHD, they'll want to read, they'll want to know more, like information. I mean, it's changed, man, books have changed my life so much. Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine, right? And I mean, I didn't really even get into reading nonfiction until I was about 16 years old, but just made such an impact. You know, that's how I got into personal growth and all these other things. So yeah, I just think it's one of the most powerful things out there. And what I learned about myself, again, it's like owning that expertise is kind of a common theme. And I think there's also different, there's a range of that, right? I think, you know, sometimes people start out, you know, just saying, okay, I know a little bit, being very modest, kind of, you know, denying that they're legit as an expert, and then writing a book, it almost automatically kind of catapults that up. And then there's even higher levels of just like instant authority. You don't have to say anything. You just are, right? And I think book is a great piece on that progression.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And yeah, everything to do with raising your confidence and sort of establishing yourself is all really true. You've given some great tips already for other aspiring authors about dictating your book and about, you know, getting the cover right and getting the title right and that kind of thing. Have you got any other tips that you would pass on to anyone who's thinking about writing a book? Maybe like you did to promote their business.
Yeah. Set a deadline. I mean, set a deadline. That's key. If you don't set a deadline, it's not going to get done. And then you can also create it in chunks. Even if you're talking it, you can say, okay, in 90 days, here's where I want to be. If I do a chapter a week, and literally, I mean, when I say chat, and it doesn't have to be that long either. Like people think the book needs to be like Harry Potter. Right? It doesn't, you know, you can have like 100-120 pages, have some nice spacing. Like, you know, there's different ways to do it. And then also the other tip that I found out quickly, because I thought because I'm good with words, I could just edit my own writing. And that I very quickly discovered that was a terrible idea. I was like, well, I need someone to do it for me. So have someone edit it for you. You're not going to be able to edit your own stuff well. Mm-hmm. And if you do, you're going to hate it. So those are the biggest things. But again, it's just like, you know, making the decision to get it done. And also, if you're doing it for business, understanding that selling the book itself isn't going to be what drives revenue. The book is just like a front end, a lead in piece. And there's so many different ways to leverage the book into relationships, leads, clients. And that's really where a lot of the magic is.
So what's next for you? You've said that you think you've got a lot of books in you. So are there other books going to be coming out at some stage?
I would definitely think so. What I want to make sure I'm doing too is when I create books that it comes with commitment, right? You know, I want to repurpose everything. So if I create a book, I want to be able to use that in different ways, not where, you know, I write a book and it just kind of sits on Amazon and occasionally someone buys it. So, you know, there's niche specific books. There's also, there's more personal stuff, right? And that's a whole different flavor of things that I've kind of started to get into sharing, right? And that's an authority piece to like, what's been my experience? Where have my transformations been? Where have my mistakes been, right? And, you know, my passion is in impacting a couple different groups, small business owners, certainly, like that's my world. And also, you know, I think eventually, I don't want to call them younger people, but people who are, you know, of that age range of late teens, early to mid 20s. And it's a very, you know, intriguing age range, and kind of sharing some examples, because, you know, I did some pretty cool things. You know, I moved to Vegas when I graduated college, and, you know, did a lot of like things that were a little bit off the beaten path. So sharing some of those, I think, you know, books as a way of giving back and mentoring I definitely could see that in the future, but what I really want to do would be really cool would be to kind of have like this turnkey book process where I can be like, okay, you know, this spring I'm going to write this book. Let's reverse engineer it. Who's going to help me edit it? How are we going to get it published? What's going to be the promotional strategy? Because, you know, I'm someone who, if there's not a promotional strategy, I'm not going to be excited about the book, right? If I just write it for the sake of writing it, you know, it doesn't tug at my heartstrings as much as like, hey, we're gonna get in front of people. Here's all the benefits. It's gonna, you know, stir these conversations. So yeah, either, you know, kind of committing to it and going all in on it, or waiting to do it, right? Because I think sometimes there's a beauty in creativity and procrastination. So, you know, the opposite of just getting it done is, you know, being smart and not, you know, doing it too soon. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you're going to do a book, might as well do a launch around it, right? Might as well put some bandwidth and thought into that as well. So I think that's what's next for me. But right now, you know, my focus is on our current programs, the online programs that we have, you know, continuing to get those out there, and also continuing to just, you know, refine my message, refine, you know, my being, like who I am, you know, what I'm conveying, how I'm communicating, how I'm showing up, and continuing to become that person who creates more books and has, you know, that even more so of that platform, because there's just these different levels in this game, you know, and it's what people will find, what I really enjoy. And I'll kind of, you know, give you a metaphor here too, that I've, you know, recently learned, and I, you know, really do my best to embody and remember, is, you know, it's like this playground, right? And there's these different levels. And, you know, I grew up, I always enjoyed video games. There's like these different, you know, little things and little wins and, you know, all these things to collect along the way. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And writing books, you know, whether someone wants to write one book and just tell their life story, or someone wants to write a series of books, or whatever the case may be, you know, at the end of the day, it's all a lot of fun. It can seem stressful, but at the end of the day, it can definitely be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the thing, isn't it? But finding the fun in it. If it's not fun, don't do it. But holding your book in your hand is always a fun moment as well.
It is.
It's definitely.
And seeing other people take a selfie with your book like that.
Oh, that is awesome. I've never had that happen. I've got to start.
Anyone listening, you write a book, you got to encourage people to take a selfie with the book, post that stuff. You feel like $1 million. It's amazing.
Thank you. I'm going to do that. I've got a book just about to come out, and I'm going to get people to do that. Yep. That's brilliant. Yakov, it's been fantastic talking to you today. Where can people find out more about you online?
You can go to connectandprofit.co. If you want to access a training that's not related to book writing, but is related to marketing, connectandprofit.co/training. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn, Yakov Smart. Just reach out, say that you heard me on the podcast. Happy to connect.
That's great. I'm sure people will come and look you up and maybe pick your brain about some marketing tips, because I think you've probably got quite a few of them. Thank you so much for being my guest on the podcast today, Yakov. It's been lovely to meet you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you to Yakov Smart for being my guest on the show today. Yakov's book, Disrupting LinkedIn, is available on Amazon, and his business website is connectandprofit.co. As ever, the links will be in the show notes. If you'd like to find out more about how you could write a book that positions you as the expert in your field, then let's talk. You'll find me at www.theproofairy.com, and you'll also find details of my new book, What's Your Story, which will take your idea for a book from possibility to plan to publication and beyond. You'll also be able to listen to all the episodes of this podcast, and if you're already a published author, you can apply to be a guest. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, share it, rate it, and tell your friends about it. This has been a Proof Fairy production in collaboration with my dogs. And I'll be back next week with another inspiring interview with another amazing author. Bye for now.